2:20 here on Kate Radio Afternoons with Aaron, and it's a Tom Jones Tuesday here on Kate. Our good friend Jonesy joins us, and Tom, a good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Aaron. We're finally connecting here, but yeah, it's a Tom Jones Tuesday, a beautiful afternoon here in Albert Lea.
Now, I forgot to bring this up, and I feel like a bad friend that we didn't talk about your milestone when it comes to officiating.
Oh.
I saw an article, I think, in the Tribune, the Minnesota State High School League, did a story about it, too. You have coached over 1,000, not coach, refereed 1,000 basketball games, now 1,000-plus, since what year? Was it 2009, 2010?
That's correct. That's when I started keeping track of them, as I become more of a official for a lot of the area schools, and just want to make sure that they don't overpay me and I don't that I get paid. It's happened a few times where I've been overpaid and want to make sure that everything is squared up evenly. So before that, I used to ref a lot too, Aaron. Going back, I think I started cutting my teeth at the Albert Lea Family Y Men's League back in about 1985 or so, and then Albert Lea Schools got me going at the old high school with some of, I call them the old guard, guys like Hank Guzzi, Denny Flom was up there, Ed Stalker, Don Leathers, a lot of names people will remember, and those guys would be reffing the ninth grade game with me. And then back then too, Aaron, something different than we see today is we had JV games on Monday night. And so you'd have a ninth grade game at the high school, you'd have a B squad game at 6, and you'd have a varsity game to follow. And then your JV players were players probably 11 through 15 on the bench or whatever. And then they would actually play games on Monday night at the old high school. And then they would have actually a Saturday JV tournament too, A-team JV Big Nine tournament at the high school. And I used to ref a lot of those Monday games too with those guys. So, but starting in 2009, 2010 is when I kind of started keeping track of things. And since that 1,000th game a week ago Saturday, I've added 20 more to the number. So I enjoy it. It's a good way to get out. Like I think I mentioned, I don't have a club membership, so I go out and I do a lot of running. And come fall, I'm usually out of shape because I haven't done much running, but this time of year, I'm usually in pretty good shape.
Yeah, Jonesy, talk about that, why it's so rewarding to become an official, because we talk about this all the time, the shortage of officials, not just in Minnesota. I think it's pretty much a nationwide thing, seeing a lack of officials. For you, if you were talking to someone that was thinking about becoming an official, what would you tell them? Why would you say this is a good thing to do?
Well, I think it's great for not only yourself, because for me, you know, number one, I'm getting out, getting in shape. I'm still trying to stay young as I'm reffing with these 16, 15, 16-year-olds and trying to keep up with them. And I just think it's a great thing to do for the community. Last Saturday, I went up to Blooming Prairie and did 3 games in the morning and getting to know some of the folks up there, and I'll be back up there for 8 this coming Saturday. And you know, become a good official, I guess, but you meet a lot more people, and I think you can't meet enough people in life to be satisfied. So I think that's one of the things, too. I'm quite a people person, if you know me, and
yep,
which I know you do, but I think it's good for a person's personality, too. I mean, I don't hear it. People ask me all the time, and I've had calls, Aaron, from all over the United States on this, especially from at the game the other night at the high school. I ref the first game, which was, I don't remember what it was, but then afterwards I was watching the varsity game, and one of the officials looked up and saw me, and he, out of timeout, he came up and said, "Hey, congratulations on 1,000 points or 1,000 games." And he was from Northfield, so he had read it on the high school league website. Sarah Stoltz did a great job writing that story. I had put a picture on Facebook of the 1,000th game, and it happened to be officiating up in Blooming, and it was Mike Denherter, and Mike is a Hollandale boy, and I actually coached Mike a little bit when he was young and refereed Mike a little bit when he was young, and I thought that was really special to be able to have a former kid that I know and to be able to officiate, and he was really excited to be a part of that too. So,
Tom Jones Tuesday again, my friend, congratulations on, well, it's well over 1,000, because that's, like you said, when you started keeping track, you're over 1,000. But thank you for what you do, and so many towns around here appreciate you being out there with the stripes and the whistle. So thank you. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
So tonight's a big night at the high school. History is going to be made. I'm looking at the list of the top 10, and I do recognize a few of the names that are on this list from when I was covering sports for Kate Radio the first time around. And looking at the years, Pam Stoltz's record of 1,183 points, that was up there for a long time before she got passed.
Yeah, it sure was. And interesting about that, Aaron, Pam went into our Hall of Fame here a few years ago, and I found her on Facebook, and I sent a note to her, "Do you remember me? Give me a call." We talked, and I said, "Hey, you're going to be in the Hall of Fame for Albany High School." And she was so excited about that, came back from South Carolina, I believe, where she lives. And the thing I remember most about Pam Stoltz, Mike Sullivan and I were doing a game on KATE way back when, and I said at the time, I think Pam might have been a freshman playing on the varsity, I said, "This is going to be Albert Lee's first 1,000-point scorers for girls." And I think it might have even been for boys, too. And what I said that night turned out to be very true, and I remember sharing that with her when she was back in town. She's got a daughter now, too, that I believe is playing college basketball somewhere, very, very solid player. But, yeah, Pam's father was an assistant principal at Albert Lee High School and a great, great post player. Went on to started out, I believe, at Kansas, or I think she ended up, I don't remember, Kansas or Kansas State, one of those, and played some college basketball. So great gal. And you look at some of those other names there, I'm trying to pull it up, but I just sent you on my phone. But most of them have been in more recent times. So
yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be exciting tonight if she can get that 16 points to break the record. Like Rachel Renault, Rachel and her sister Sydney, both 1,000-point scorers. Haley Henriksen, of course. Father Stu was one of the boys' basketball coaches here 2 years ago when the Tigers went to the section finals, and he was a longtime coach over at United South Central. Sam Skarstedt, 2 years ago, was a tremendous left-handed ball player for the Tigers. Never forget her game-winning shot on a buzzer up at Northfield off an inbounds play. They got the Tigers a win. Megan Corton, Abby Ahrens, of course, Taya Jeffrey started the season, I believe, with 1,011 points. And Alyssa Sager, interesting with Alyssa, 2006 to 2011, 1,000. She, with under 1 minute to go, got fouled. Whoever that might have been playing Red Wing, if I'm not mistaken, and had to go to the free throw line, I think, a couple different times to make free throws to get to that right on 1,000 under Coach Sean Gillum at the time. So some good names there.
Absolutely. I mean, I do remember watching, you know, Abby Ahrens. She started playing really young in her career, didn't she? I recognize that name.
Yes.
And Haley Henriksen or Haley Henriksen. Did she have a sister that played too?
Yeah, she sure did. And off the top of my head, I can't think of her name off the top of my head. But yeah, they were two both tremendous basketball players. And of course, they had a brother that played on the section final team 2 years ago that got COVIDed out against. It was supposed to play Austin at Mayo Civic to go to state. So his name was Kobe. So, yeah, some great names. And Taya's moved up from number 9 to number 2. Bryn Woodside, of course, you've talked about it. I've talked about it. Went to Jamestown, North Dakota. And, of course, brother Ben, North Dakota State, who we can't forget Ben. So, some again, great names here on the top 10 list.
You know, and I don't have that list in front of me. Again, it's a Tom Jones Tuesday here on Kate Radio. I assume Ben's number 1 on the boys' side, and it's not even close. Is that my assumption?
Is that correct? Not even close, yeah. Yeah, I think he's in the 1,500 range, if I'm not mistaken.
So tonight, Taya Jeffrey, 1,325 points. A Bryn Woodside, 1,340. And I don't think a coach, Carol Hansen's going to purposely feed her the ball, but I think they're going to make sure that she can get her 16 as quick as possible. I would assume because.
I sure hope so, because my daughter and her teammates made a lot of signs yesterday after practice. So it's going to be a great night, and I'm hoping she gets it too. And it's one of those things that, I've been talking to Taya a couple times on this, and she just said, you know what, it's going to happen. I'm not going to worry about the numbers. Just I'm going out to play my game, and that's the way she is. And we're playing, I believe, a 1-9 Winona team. So
1-8,
I don't
yeah.
know. 1-8, yeah. They're not what kind of a team they're going to bring onto the court under Tim Gleason. We'll have to find out, but it still should be a great night. The reason why the game got bumped up, Aaron, was there's no C squad to be played, which I was supposed to referee game number 1,021 tonight, but it's not on, so I get to watch my daughter Alexis with the JV. I think it's at 5 o'clock, and then watched the varsity after that, and of course broadcast that with you. So that it's going to be an exciting night for basketball in Albert Lea.
Yeah, pregame around 6:15, tip off at 6:30. Myself and Jonesy, Carol Hansen, will join us on the pregame show brought to you by Thompson Sanitation. Jonesy, let's talk NFL playoffs. Did you watch any football over the weekend?
You know, off and on, I watched a couple games. I caught the end of the Bills game. They look like the team to beat. My goodness, did they ever play well with quarterback Allen just going on fire. But you still got to say Tampa Bay is as good as anybody out there. I think Buffalo and Tampa in a final would be tremendous. And I don't remember who Tampa beat, but it was or maybe they haven't even played it. I'm not sure about that.
They beat Philadelphia.
Okay. So I would love to see a Buffalo and Tampa final. I think that would be tremendous football game, but I watched a little bit of it, not much, because I was out and about pretty much all weekend. But yeah, football's fun to watch this time of year when it gets into the playoffs.
I think a lot of people around America are kind of pulling for the Buffalo Bills because, again, the Vikings lost 4 Super Bowls. To lose 4 Super Bowls in a row, I cannot imagine the pain as a fan to have to have gone through that. I mean, it's bad enough the Vikings lost 4, but to lose 4 in a row, I mean, that's craziness. I mean, I think a lot of NFL fans would be more than happy if Buffalo raised the Lombardi by the time this was done.
Oh, no doubt. And what was it, 2 or 3 years ago? I don't know if they even won a game. And they were kind of not the best football team in the NFL. I don't know how you want to describe it, but they made some trades. They got some good drafts, and bringing in Diggs, of course, was a huge thing for them. And Allen, as a quarterback, sure looks like the real deal. Still pretty young, but his season right there tells you he's going to be a real force to be reckoned with over many years.
Tom Jones Tuesday here at 2:32 on Kent Radio. Again, Jonesy will join me on the broadcast tonight from the high school. If you can't get out there, and we hope you can, we'd like to see a packed house out there for what could be a history. Taya Jeffrey again, 16 points away from becoming Albert Lea's all-time leading scorer. And Jonesy, before I let you go, anything else you want to touch on?
Well, Aaron, you know, I'm just grabbing something here in my hand, which I've talked about back a couple years ago on when the Girls Athletic Association, speaking of girls basketball, came about in Albert Lea. And it was Miss Mabel Shirley is given credit for organizing and developing the Girls Athletic Association in Albert Lea about 1926, it looks like, or right in that range anyway. So we've had some girls' sports, and the girls' I don't know what the GAA stands for, Girls Athletic Association, I guess. So they had that way back when, and then girls' basketball became a recognized sport, I believe, about 74, 1975 in there. So it's just tremendous how it's grown leaps and bounds, and to be able to see that record hopefully get broken here tonight. We'll cross our fingers and be able to be a part of that broadcast. It will be exciting.
Tom Jones Tuesday joins us every Tuesday here on Kent Radio. Jonesy, thank you so much for the time. We'll have plenty to talk about during our broadcast tonight. Again, 6:15 your pregame, 6:30 start time from the high school. Myself and Jonesy. Tom, like always, thank you so much, and we'll talk later.
Sounds great, Aaron. We'll see you tonight.